The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State has a bye this week before hosting Michigan State on October 13th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hey, James. How are you?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Ricky Rahne was quoted in an AP story yesterday taking responsibility for the late fourth down play in the Ohio State game. And you said that after the game that you had the final say in the play. I just was curious about the discussion that you guys had, and did you ever consider overruling Ricky on this play?
Yeah, I don't think I ever said what you just said. I said, ultimately, it's on me. I never said what you just said. What I am proud of is that we've created an environment here and a culture here where players want to take responsibility, where assistant coaches want to take responsibility. I think there's a lot of value in that, and that makes me proud of what we're building here. But, like I said on Saturday night, ultimately I'm the head coach and I'm responsible.
And I wanted to know this week being an off week, how are you doing any evaluations of the team this week? And I just wondered what you were most pleased with and what's the area you feel like you need the most work?
Yeah, just like we do every year during the bye week. I think, the other thing I'm pretty proud of is, I think back when I watched the tape, we played really hard. What I'm always looking at is, have we improved every single week? And I can't imagine there'd be anybody out there that follows Penn State closely that doesn't feel like we haven't improved every single week from App State all the way to Ohio State. And I think we did that. Obviously, we didn't do enough to win the game, and we'll look at all those things in great detail. And we're going to go back and do all our self-studies and where our tendencies are and areas that we still need to improve and those types of things. And then also, obviously, getting a head start on Michigan State and balancing recruiting with that as well. So, obviously this is painful and it hurts. But I do think when used the right way, this can fuel us to continue to grow and continue to take that next step.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Rich Scarsella, Reading Eagle.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. James, now that you've had a chance to watch film, can you describe what happened? You said about tackling in space on Ohio State's last two drives. What was the issue there? And did it prompt you to maybe reevaluate some things, whether it's scheme or personnel?
No, I think a couple of things. I think, number one, we played our first teamers at a much higher rep count than we have the previous games. And I think that, put us in the position we were in. But I also think that we ran out of gas a little bit in the fourth quarter. I think, obviously, we're always going to be working to get better on fundamentals and techniques. And they got great players and they got great depth and have had that for a number of years. And I do think come the fourth quarter, we had guys play a lot more reps than they've ever played. And we started to wear down, and that showed. But I think from a fundamental standpoint, it's hard to say from a scheme standpoint and things like that, that we would need to look at that, because we held, one of the most explosive offenses in the country way under their yardage and point total. But come the fourth quarter, we didn't have enough left in the tank. But, we're always going to be improving to get better in our fundamentals and techniques and things like that. And there's obviously always going to be some things that we can do a little bit better to help scheme-wise, too. But I think, obviously, based on how the game went for three quarters, I think our plan was pretty good.
And if I could follow that up, James, What are your plans right now for Justin Shorter and Jahan Dotson for the rest of the season?
Yeah, just, you know, kind of like I say every week, it's kind of a week-to-week deal. If they, you know, keep improving and or we have some deficiencies or injuries or things like that where those guys can jump in and help us, you know, we still have the ability at this point in the season to green light them and play them the rest of the season, or we still have the ability to, you know, use their four games. And, you know, each week we'll take it, you know, week by week and see what we think is the best scenario to give our team the best chance to be successful.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Audrey Snyder, The Athletic.
Good afternoon, James. I'm curious, going off of Rich's question, how would you kind of evaluate the play of three of your veteran receivers and Juwan Johnson, DeAndre Tompkins, and Brandon Polk these last 5 weeks? And can you guys kind of maybe put a finger on the dropped passes? Is there something that maybe you think needs to change, or is it just continuing to do more of the same to kind of move past that?
Yeah, we just got to, you know, work through it and continue to build confidence and continue to build fundamentals and techniques. And obviously, you look at Juwan's catch on the sideline was as good as you'll see. And you know, so we have the ability. We just got to be more consistent in all the things we do. We can throw the ball a little bit more accurately. We can consistently catch the ball at a higher rate, looking the ball all the way into the tuck, those types of things. But again, we got tremendous faith and belief in those guys, and you know, like at every position, we're just trying to be a little bit more consistent.
Your next question is from Jerry DePaola, Pittsburgh Tribune.
Good afternoon, James. Thanks for your time. I was wondering if you might want to evaluate Miles Sanders, how he's looked and how he's progressed to this point in the season.
Yeah, we love Miles. You know, we think he's playing at a really high level. I mean, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, he rushed for over 200 yards and, you know, is growing and is evolving and is getting more comfortable in his leadership role. And, you know, we're very pleased with him. We think Miles is one of the best running backs in the country. And he's been a great teammate and is really evolving into a strong leader for us as well. And I think as the year goes on, he'll continue to do great things for us.
What's the one thing that he does, maybe more than anything else, as a running back?
That he does well, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, one thing he does well. Is one specific thing that maybe sets him apart?
Yeah, I think probably it's a combination of skills that he has, but I know up till last week, I think he was, if not leading the nation, was one of the top backs in the country in terms of yards after contact. So, you know, that's up to this point, that's probably the thing that jumps out the most at you, you know, being able to get those extra yards.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.